May the grace of God be over all the classes. You may sit down. Four words that I want to reiterate and go over is grace. No, first word is calling. Calling, grace, anointing, and vision. You must have a clarity on those. Your calling, you must have a clarity on a calling brings a grace with it. And then grace alone will not do it, because the Holy Spirit has an anointing that has to be involved. Yes, sir. Various different kinds of anointing. Mm-hmm. If the vision is not there, if the vision is not there, the people will be confused. They don't know what you're trying to accomplish. So it's important that as a student of the word or the ministry, that you understand when you study the Apostle Paul, he revealed his calling. Now, what Paul also did that is important, he put servant first.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If you read his epistle, he put servant before he said he's an apostle.
Yes, sir.
He called himself a servant.
Yes, sir.
That is important.
Yes.
The intervals between you reaching the platform in which God has for you, you're going to have to serve. You're going to have to be rebuked. You're going to have to be set down. You're going to have to be, and you see, if you fail those tests, you're not qualified to go to the next level.
Yes, sir.
So you find somewhere, and I'll say another thing also. We talk about calling, we talk about grace, we talk about anointing, we talk about vision. Mm-hmm. And when I was kind of meditating about this, your place. Your place, you can't make it. You can't make it. And I think that's what happens sometimes. People make places and they have no freedom because they made it. So they got to keep it. But from my personal experience, if God called you and put his grace and anoint you, he'll place you.
Yes,
yeah, he'll place you. He'll find a place. I think in our minister society, we're too much of a hurry.
Yeah.
And, you know, God will find you anywhere you are.
Yes,
and come get you out of place. Me and the Baptist, he come got me.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I wouldn't, you know. So, 1 Corinthians 15:10, you should sop that scripture up and bring it back to you again. The Apostle Paul explained his grace-based ministry. Mm-hmm. In other words, God was continuously gracing him. Mm-hmm. And so we need grace to stay in place, all right?
Yes, sir.
I want to go over some things because that grace, that calling, that grace, and that anointing, and that vision, you must be able to manage people. Man, I'm going back over some notes. Manage people properly.
Yes, sir.
And you can't do it from a sensical, physical, mental, scientific, psychological perspective, because this is spiritual.
Yes, sir.
And so there's a lot of things that try to slip in the place of the spirit.
Yes, sir.
In this age we're living in, they're slipping everything in the church and everything in the work of the ministry, trying to modernize it and trying to keep up with a system that is perverted.
Yeah, right.
And so there's some things you can't allow.
Yes, sir.
Because it does not honor God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So that's why you need that grace. And one aspect of the anointing, and very important, discernment.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Being able to see what is not visible there.
Yes, sir.
In other words, it's there, but it's not visible.
Yes, sir.
But as a leader, covering people, leading people, they may not see, but you see it.
Yeah. Yes.
I went to an ordeal Sunday. A lady come up to me with a bag in her hand. Give you a good, got to have the sermon. Lady come up to me with a bag in her hand. She said, I want to present this to you. I got a plaque for you. I want to present it to you. I want to present it to you before your people. All right. I said, that's okay. Let me look at it. So I look at it. And she's telling me 95,000 things I already know about myself. But she's trying to get it in on me to use that for a ride. So, and I miss a part of it. I'm going to tell you, but I want you to know about it. So I talk with her, trying to be kind, because, you know, you love people. And so she wanted to take a picture with the plaque. And my spirit said, no picture with the plaque. I'll just take a picture with it. I shouldn't have took none. That's why I miss it at. But I said, no, ma'am, give my man the plaque. I'm not going to take a picture with no plaque. And it's a proclamation she made. I don't know where she get the authority about me. Sign it to give it to me. What am I going to do? I'm going to fly? What? You know? But I'm just telling you, you got to have the sermon. Now, it's just one thing. I can tell you many things like this. So I took the picture with her, and I walked it off. And one of my ushers stepped up to me, and they had a little piece of paper there with her name on it, and on the back where you see her on the internet and stuff like that. And the usher told me, "Oh, Apostle, I had to stop her. She was passing them out." Ma'am, come here. Me, that's me talking to her. Ma'am, come here.
Yes, sir.
I said, "You brought this here to me." I said, "Now, just look. You passing these papers out in this church here?" No, I just give it to, no, I said, the ushers had to stop you. Now I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. And you don't come here doing that kind of stuff and haven't talked to authority. And I said, don't ever do that again. I rebuked her. But see, the discernment, now here's another facet of discernment. We're talking about the calling, the grace, the anointing, the vision, another discernment. A man went to my wife because his wife was not here, and a lot of people were asking about her. I don't care if y'all know who I'm talking about. I don't make no difference. Asking about her, and my wife says, well, wait till the apostle finish. One of my members did this. Wait till the apostle finish. Go tell him, and he's going to pray for her and probably send a handkerchief. Okay. But the man wanted the mic. He wanted to make an announcement and tell the people why his wife wasn't here, because good many people had asked him about his wife. But my wife already had given him instruction. But I don't know. See, I don't know about it. So I'm in the process of making an altar call. The man come to me with it. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Man come to me and telling me the same story he told me. But my wife told him what to do. But see, I don't know he talked to my wife. But yet, through the spirit of discernment, when he started telling me what was going on, I told him the identical thing my wife said. I said, after I finish, I'll pray for your wife. And identical thing. I didn't know he had talked to my wife till I got home. But the spirit of discernment stand in place to not let things go off. So you're going to have to understand that you got to operate in the gifts of the spirit or you have no ministry. And that's why a lot of ministers are in trouble, because they're operating naturally, but the gifts can't flow. The revelation gift, the power gift, and what the other one is? Revelation gift, power gift. Inspirational gift. All right. So to be able to manage a ministry, you're going to have discernment. The anointing of discernment.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then you have to be able to, I talked to you about this before, but resources. You cannot spend your entire ministry trying to get resources.
Right. Yes, sir.
See, because what God sends, he pays for it.
Yes, sir.
And so you have to, there are times going to look like it's not going to work, but it will work. That's a test for you. Are you going to trust me or not? So you got to manage people, and you got to know how to manage resources. Now, I want to give you these leadership qualities again. When you have these leadership qualities in place, you are able to provide vision.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Provide vision before the people that they get there, they'll be able to see it. You know, you say make the vision plain. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Vision from God, we're talking about. We're not talking about your vision. We're talking about we're not talking about the optometrist. we're talking about a vision from God, you know. We ain't talking about no modern day stuff. So the vision, following the vision, divine direction. Divine direction. The psalmist said as well, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Paul said it well, as many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So divine direction is so important. Divine direction. Divine direction will cause you to turn left and 85 other ministries turn right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You didn't get that.
Yes, sir.
You didn't get that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. See, divine direction will lighten the crowd up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who you can associate with,
yeah.
Who you can flow with. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, yeah, we talked about divine discernment. Now we're talking about divine direction.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can't run with the crowd if you're really going to do what and be in the right type of leadership.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
They have the word here, motivation. I would like to use the word inspiration instead of motivation. Inspiration. There's a spirit in man that received inspiration from the Almighty. And in my ministry, people who follow me and people who've been with me 40 years, they were inspired by my perseverance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes,
sir. You don't ask people, Calhoun, you don't ask people to do something you won't do.
Right. Yes, sir.
Right. So true.
Say, pray. When last time you prayed?
Right.
Yes, sir. So true.
Because you don't sound like you prayed the way you're preaching.
Right.
But inspiring people. Inspiring people to follow. Because they see there's a future. They see there's God. If people see you being led, they don't mind following you.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And then here's a big word, purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Mm-hmm. So purpose is so important. The wise man Solomon talks about purpose in the book of Proverbs, which is the book of wisdom.
Yes, sir.
You got to have purpose in ministry.
Yes, sir.
What are you aiming to do? And a lot of time is ministry cannot be, I don't know what it's coming from, like a slot machine.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people got to know there's something to be offered. They can get something out of this thing, out of the ministry that will help their lives and guide their lives.
Yes, sir.
And then when we go back to Ephesians 4, in which is our foundation of scriptures, Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. When the calling, the grace, the vision, and the anointing and the vision is in place, there's the ability to influence growth.
Okay.
Influence growth in the spirit. In other words, a person been with you 10 years, they shouldn't be the same way. Influenced growth. In other words, if the leadership is properly, they will make an impact on your growth.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just by preaching. It's the anointing, the grace that is on their ministry will make an impact on your maturity. So we should, as ministers, be maturing people. You know what Paul said in Hebrews chapter 5? It talks about how immature people are.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a maturity you can enter in, even mature your senses.
Yes, sir.
And you look in the latter part of Hebrew 5, it talks about that. I'm not going to go there. But you should influence growth.
Yes, sir.
Not only that, but the type of ministry we're talking about, it should influence the well-being of your people.
Yes, sir.
The well-being, yes, growth, and the well-being. Amen. See, we're talking about a real ministry now. We're talking about a real ministry in which God got his hand on. Amen. And so as we I go back on pioneering with grace for apostolic management, we're talking about, because I told you it is a little stronger the way we got to build. We got to build on a knock them stuff down that been built wrong upon the foundation.
Right. Yes, sir.
No one going to follow you faithfully if they don't see a bright destiny. And I'm not talking about going to heaven.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about in a lifestyle and an understanding of how to function in the will and plan of God now. So here's some following factors that we got to walk into. And it says leaders, you want to write this down, leaders influence on people's destiny. This first one is a nasty one, because I've seen it over and over. A platform-centered or platform-orientated ministry. Mm-hmm. All they got to do is a platform show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's not the people not growing and not getting developed. It's just another word is entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So true. Yes, sir.
Entertainment.
Yes, sir.
Person left with the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The last 8 times.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
8 Sundays have passed and the woman got the same problem.
Same problem.
She don't know what to do.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because I stopped doing a whole lot of counseling. I believe you can get it from the pulpit.
Right.
Yeah. I believe if you listen, you can get it. You see what I'm saying? Now I'm going to minister to my people and help them. I'm going to get me wrong. Yeah. But if they listen, God send the message.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
If you got a leader who is following the Spirit of God, the Lord knows what you need to hear.
Yes, sir.
And he knows what you're going through.
Yes, sir.
And he knows how to get you out of it.
Yes, sir.
That's when you know a minister alive. You can go to that minister and get your answer and have him talk to nobody. Nobody know your business. You can correct it, get it directed. Because you led properly.
Yes, sir.
Led properly. You got me?
Yes, sir.
But a platform center ministry can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's basically entertainment, basically making you feel good.
Yes, sir.
And making me feel good, and I need an answer.
Yes.
I really don't need to feel good today, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I felt like hell when I walk in here. I want a revelation. Mm-hmm. I want to hear from God.
Yes, sir.
See? And so it can be just information, motivation, inspiration without revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Information, a lot of information. I know God got a lot of information, but people need revelation that it can be a vehicle to carry them to manifestation.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I'm preaching better than
yes,
y'all listening.
Yes, sir.
See. So, and that manifestation and demonstration that will change their situation.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I don't mind coming back next Sunday.
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't mind coming back. So equipping and training the people. That's why I said, but if equipping and training. And then there are always in a ministry successors. There are always in the ministry successors that God has set, and they are being trained to take over.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Here's one, I don't know how I want to say this. You can be motivated or inspired from the outside by someone else, but you ought to have self-inspiration, self-motivation. And that's the only, I want you to get these two words, I see it in ministry all the time, I very rarely see ministries that carry these qualities, because once you got that calling right, you have to have the cure for inconsistency and lack of perseverance. I want all y'all to write that down.
Yes, sir.
Cure, because I'm not just talking up here. Cure for inconsistency with your lazy butt.
Yes,
you can't be lazy in ministry. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So you have to be inspired properly so you have a cure for inconsistency in your prayer time.
Yes, sir.
And then here's another big word. This is a big, big word. Very few people understand this word. This word is complicated in the spirit. Meditation. That's a bad boy, that part.
Yes, sir.
See, meditation go into scripture, and Joshua 1:8 told us the whole secret of ministry.
Yes, sir.
Joshua 1:8 tell you the whole secret of ministry.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. See,
yes, sir.
You can have a man who have read 100 scripture, and a man who meditated once will move faster and quicker than him.
Yes, sir.
Because it's not in the multiplicity, it's in the meditation.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. That's why God told him, look, you're not going to be able to take Moses' place if you don't meditate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And in meditation, it looked like nothing will happen. Mm-hmm. You know, Sam Wood, you're looking at him, like nothing will happen. Yes, you stay there.
Mm-hmm.
Stay there.
Yes, sir.
And he'll unfold the scripture to you in the spirit. So inconsistency and lack of perseverance is ministers who like to go on vacation all the time.
Mm.
Yeah, they're not about the Father's business. Remember Jesus said at the age of 12, time to be about the Father's business?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you see, there's a shelf and a pull at the same time. You really got a calling and you really have a heart for God's work,
yes,
it's always there. Is always it, you're always motivated. You're always inspired. You always want to do more. You know, if you're in ministry and everybody understand you, quit.
Mm-hmm.
Go get your job.
Wow.
Get two jobs. Now, the anointing, you can't go by Jesus laying it out plain for us in Luke 4:18 about his anointing. And I pray these two verses I may have shared with before, but Luke 2:40 and 52. One says, wax strong in spirit. That's one that you need that. You need to be wax strong in spirit. Increase in wisdom. That's shouting ground there, man. Huh? And then the grace of God upon me. That's what Jesus is working with. I said, that's what Jesus is working with. You see, the Bible said the Lord give him the spirit without measure. But he had those three things. And he had the 52nd verse say he had favor with God and men. In other words, he may not have been favorable to men, but they had to give him favor.
Yes, sir.
Because of that grace. And you're going to need that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're going to need that. Now, in ministry, you must know how to tap into the right anointing when you need it.
Yes, sir.
That will correspond with what God won't do at that given moment. So you got to know how. You have to know how to wear, how to work with the anointed. See? Mm-hmm. See? See? The right type of anointed that will correspond to the work that the Lord is doing at any given time. So that means your pathway of doing things is not proper. And so these religious programs, you can't follow them all the time. You don't know what I'm going to do here because I don't know. You might sing, you might not sing. I might pray, I might not pray. Because rituals or routine or regular is sickening. And the Spirit of God, I feel the Holy Ghost. And the Spirit of God needs freedom to function like he is out of function. He might have to do something a little different. Somebody hurting real bad. And they need to see the Spirit move in his vein. Or it might be two snakes loose. And they got to be killed. And maybe going to the regular service, the snake going to be in the service the whole service. Mm-hmm. So you got to follow after the leadership of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Now, organized religion, they sometimes they just drop on you when you do that. You say, oh, Lord Jesus.
Right. Right.
You see what I'm saying? He ain't even prayed. Right. I hope you prayed before you left home.
Right.
He ain't been a little short prayer. I'm about to pray here. All right, listen to this. Because different types of work in ministry are established by different types of anointing.
Yes. Yes.
See?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Different types of work in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. I'll say it a different way. They are established by different type of anointing.
Yes, sir.
Jesus gave 4 or 5, I think, in Luke 4:18. Mm-hmm. See? Yeah. That was phases of anointing he was using. He said, the Spirit of the Lord, because he had anointed me, but it wasn't one phase of anointing.
Yes, sir.
Good God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Good God. It wasn't one phase of anointing.
Yes, sir.
It was different phases of anointing. For a cripple might need another anointing.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
To resurrect somebody.
Yes, sir.
That's another anointing need.
Yes, sir.
All three of the power gift got to be working.
Yes, sir.
That's why these people hold bodies and talking about they're praying, mm-hmm. and the Lord ain't told them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Because you got to have the power gifts.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
In action.
Yes, sir.
Special faith, mm-hmm. working of miracles,
yes,
gifts of healing.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and they don't operate as you will.
That's right.
Said, Lord, I'm going to rise her. The Lord ain't told you nothing.
Yes,
I know of two ministers that held people, held their bodies.
Yeah.
But they called me, and I told them, let the people go.
Yeah.
If the Lord hadn't told you nothing.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wow.
What it would do, if you know about these type of anointing, you'll be able to shift gears. To what the Lord is doing in that place at that time.
Yes, sir.
See, I've walked into many places and I shift gears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can sense the atmosphere.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
You gotta have another function, you know. And I remember times in Madison Square Garden, you know, and the Lord had me shift gears.
Mm.
You know, some things was transpiring that shouldn't have transpired, mm-hmm. but the Lord had me shift from gear.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
sir.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So you got to know how to shift gears, all right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. Proverbs 29:18, that's the vision, and Habakkuk 2:2-3. Mm-hmm. Those are good scriptures to understand. And when you don't develop your vision, the potentials of the vision is not seen. Now, I'm in a, not a dilemma, tremble, or it's something I just tapped into. We got 21 people saved last week. We got 8 saved already this Monday. And don't tell them what it's going to be by Sunday. But I've been trying to tap into this for many years. And the Lord finally showed me how to do it. People are not going to follow you if you don't know where you're going.
Yes, sir.
Because what it does is it confused people. And I don't like to be confused.
Yes,
I came here confused. That's why I come here.
Right. Yes, that's exactly right.
Amen. I ain't come here to get more confused. So here's what I'm saying. A spirit of defeat and heaviness can rest upon a whole church.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A spirit of defeat and heaviness can rest upon a whole church. And then what it does, it goes home and starts resting on the person home.
Yes, sir.
See. But then where there should be a spirit of deliverance.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And lightness.
Yes, sir.
Unload.
Yes, sir.
Unload.
Yes, sir.
Anybody would desire to be a part of a church where they can unload.
Yes, sir.
Where they can lay their burden down.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, I wrestled with this, and I'm trying to get Word of Life to see Clara where I'm pastoring. The difference, this is so important, between building and blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Building and blessing. The difference between the two. The church have got into a blessing gear.
Yes, sir.
And she don't know the building caused the blessing.
Yes, that's right.
Now, Word of Life about to stretch out.
Amen.
You start getting all these people saying,
yes,
what?
Sir.
God said, who? Where they at?
Yeah.
I've been looking for you.
Yes.
The harvest is great.
Yes.
The labels are few.
Yes, come on now.
Now I'm gonna work it 2 more weeks. Then I'm gonna send it to all the, I can say it, my churches,
yes,
the
sir.
Churches that
yes,
under
sir.
Me.
Yes,
we're all gonna start doing it.
Yes,
see,
yes,
see,
yes,
see.
Yes,
then my partnership coming off the hook. I had 24 the other day signing in 1 day for partnership online.
Yes, sir.
Every day is 5, 10 they're coming in from all over the world.
Yes, sir.
We got partners in every state. But sometimes giants go to sleep and sleep too long.
Yeah.
And I was so busy running and doing everybody else stuff, I found out I let this baby went to sleep some.
Oh, wow. Yes, sir.
And I had to come back and resurrect it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, Lord.
Clearly, a clear communication and progressively unfolding. Clear communication and progressively unfolding will keep a vision moving.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Clearly, clear communication, or communicating clearly and progressively unfolding. Now, let's look at this building. They must know that they are builders and not just a source of blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very important. Mm-hmm. The average many don't know that. They are not just raised by God to bless the people, but to build them as living stone for the temple.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because Because if you build them, they're not going to be short on blessing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying? See, so, yes, so you build. You remember Jesus talking about in the 7th chapter of Matthew about building?
Yes, sir.
And the psalmist said, except the Lord build a house, they that labor in vain.
Yes, sir.
And I woke up in the spirit, and I found out the church, and I teach money coming, I teach about a lot of things, mm-hmm. but I said the church is looking for blessing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And, you know, every prayer, every confession. And nobody would, Lord, build me, make me strong because you use me more. You, no, Lord, give me another suit. So we gotta get away from that, man. We gotta build, you see?
Yes, sir.
Now, I like this statement. To build, you got to select your training material and build them according to what God has revealed. According to what God has revealed.
Yes,
see, now we got a profound scripture to back that up in Matthew 16.
Yes, sir.
See, because I think a lot of building being done without revelation. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so by being built without revelation is sinking sand.
Yes.
Yes, true.
And it will not stand.
Yes, sir.
Now that passage is in 16th chapter of Matthew where Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. The boy had a revelation.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Had a revelation. Then I'm preaching on the other part of it. He said, I'll give you the keys to the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See. The twofold thing to build, what I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen, now, my members must know about their kingdom citizenship, mm-hmm. not just church membership.
Yes, sir.
Now, that's apostolic stuff we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says he gives you the keys of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Not the church.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah.
The king.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm almost through. How long have I been going? 10 minutes? How long have I been going?
37 minutes, sir.
Good night.
God bless you.
Good night. Yeah, God bless you too.